guys. I just thought
9 minutes.
Come in and do a quick audiobook. I hope this picked up okay because I'm charging my iPod at the minute. I'm on it for a change, but as in from tomorrow, I should be on my iPhone again because I will be officially. I'll have my service turned back on because I was having problems paying my bill, but now it's all up to date, and I will hopefully be able to text message people who don't have iMessage, and I will be able to ring people and good stuff like that. So I'm really excited about that. Really done a great deal today, just been on Skype for most of it, and I'm looking for apps. I found a couple of apps that I want to recommend to people. The first app is, because I was looking for a TV app that does some music channels, I found one last night, called the Box Plus, and what it is basically the Box, music stations like the Box, Karen Radio, what else is there, For Music, and Smash Hits. I haven't looked to see if there's anything else there in that app. But it's very accessible, very VO friendly, so which is brilliant for me, because I'm one of these people that, yeah, I check out Apple Viz and I check out Viya, which I don't even know why I have Viya on there, because they don't even update their apps regularly, which is kind of ridiculous really, but anyway, they take months to update their apps. Either that or there's problems with the app, so I don't know. But anyway, I've got to say, for people who don't know what Viya is, it's made by the Braille Institute, and it is accessible apps that work with VoiceOver. It's ridiculous. They don't even update that app. But anyway, enough about that. But like I said, I'm one of these people who, yeah, I check out Apple Viz and Viya and things like that, see what accessible apps there is. But I'm also one of these people that like to try out, sorry for the noise in the background, that's my brother chasing the cat. But yes. Anyway, moving on. I'm one of these people that also like to look through the App Store and see what apps there is. Sorry for the noise. See what apps there is. To see what, you know, I look for various topics and I just download the apps and I basically see if they're accessible. And I love doing that. I found another one. I forget what it's called, but some foreign name. But you can search for artists and stuff. I really like it. Yeah, artists and songs you can search for. And I really like it. It's accessible too. And then one I think that a friend had recommended me. My followers who use VoiceOver should check this app out, and it's called App Tracker, and it's basically, it gives you every day, it gives you free, or it's a bit like the App Store, only with a difference that it gives you free, it notifies you of free apps every day, or I think it's free apps, or you know, no discounted apps. You know, apps that were, you know, price drop apps basically, and it notifies you every day what apps there is, and you can, it's very accessible voiceover. You can pick, in a sense that you can pick if you want free apps, you can pick if you want price drop apps. I haven't discovered if you can search for apps, specific apps that you want. But I think my followers should check it out. Those of my followers who use VoiceOver should check it out, because it's very, very good. Let's see how many minutes I've left.
4 minutes and pause recording button.
Okay. So those are some of my app recommendations. And I apologise for the noise again. I'm going to go now, and I will go and check out some more apps. As I had recently found one, I don't know if it's accessible. It's called Book Mobile and Podcast Player. And I'm going to see if it's accessible. I think it's called Book Mobile. Yeah, Book Mobile and Podcast Player. I want to go and see if it's accessible. And yeah. Anyway, just thought I would let you guys know of app recommendations that I came across. And just I'd let you guys know. But anyway, take care and bye for now.
Time remaining. 2 minutes. Publish button.